passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Most Texans who live in gator country do so without incident. Yet, when the large reptiles get too close for comfort, they're called nuisance alligators. Although, to the gators, we're the pests.
Human habitat is expanding. We're encroaching on their home. We're building our home in the alligator's normal territory. So we're displacing them and sometimes pushing them into areas where we're in conflict with them.
Jennifer Owen, natural resource specialist for Estero Llano Grande State Park, offers tips on gator etiquette.
If you find yourself a little too close to an alligator, what you should do is stop immediately, locate the alligator, and then slowly take steps backwards. Don't run, and then just turn around and walk away. If it is in a public area, you want to make sure to inform some authorities, either park rangers, or you might want to call the game warden and let them know so that they can safely move the animal out of the way.
How can humans safely coexist with alligators?
Well, I think having a healthy respect for them and learning about them is number one. Realizing that they are amazing creatures and then realizing that they need their land. We need to save some areas for them to have as their own so that they can continue their lives.
That's our show for today with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.